So putting in context to the size of the market cap, it's probably one of the most undervalued investments out there, no? And when we decided to make the investment, we were unbiased on where to deploy our money, right? We could have chosen on any investment because since we've been doing this for 25 years, over 25 years, I mean, we know most of the investments. We invested in most of these companies. So we could have chosen on any other security. It didn't have to be this one, right? But we chose to be this one because, again, we have over half a billion of investment in place. We had close to 3 million ounces on a global resource. We have an incredible team because, in my experience, for the times that I've been taking advantage, it's also because the teams are incompetent, right? So the ego of management, CEOs, chairman, to not transition and being the right people, at the end end up killing the companies, no? And they use their companies as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So the way we did it differently is like the risks are basically a commodity risk, which we can't control. And we had this feeling that we were going to have the next big run in the commodities. And everything is basically, it's as de-risked as you could expect in this space. And I don't feel we are a junior mining company anymore. I think we're transitioning in this process of getting out of the junior profile to hopefully become on the next 2 years as a mid-tier. So again, putting in context to the size of the market cap, we should do 150 million Canadian dollars this year. Next year, we should do 250. And the reason I'm completely confident that this is going to happen is because our second asset, which is the gold asset, is going into, in the second half of this year, is going into commercial production.